Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, we mentioned a little earlier today, luxury cars are becoming one of the fastest growing forces in the Irish supercar market. This is according to TikTok star and luxury car dealer Nadia Dan, who's the owner of Ashford Motors. Nadia is with me here on the line today. Is Ireland a big market for luxury supercars, Nadia?
I mean, Andrea, it was very interesting. And the reason this whole subject came up on Saturday evening, there was a lot of women attending Ashford Motors' new premises launch. And on the red carpet, we were surrounded by all these amazing supercars. So we had a big red Ferrari, we had a white Lamborghini, we had a yellow Mustang, just for people to go in and sit down and get pictures. And I had media and influencers there asking me questions. And it was interesting because one journalist was looking around at all the supercars and it was only women sitting inside the supercars, you know, taking pictures, looking around while all the men were inside drinking gin. So then it kind of prompted this question, you know, that he asked, like, you know, how many women do buy supercars? And when I looked around, I realized that I had so many female customers attend. And obviously we don't have exact stats worldwide because it's such a niche market, Andrea. And women, you know, they are very underrepresented and they're a small proportion, but however, they are a driving growth. And even Mike Burr, you know, international motoring icon that was there, he commented that women are and supercars, he's seeing that growth in the UK. No,
I was just going to cut across you just to ask you that so when you talk about supercars, what are you talking about? Is it all Lamborghinis and Ferraris and...
It is. So supercars are a classic car with big engines and even bigger price tags. So big petrol engines, you've got Lamborghini, Ferrari, Aston Martin, you know, Audi R8s, they're big cars. And I suppose, you know, there's even though there's not a huge data available in Ireland, there is one from the UK. There's a specialty insurance broker who has seen a sharp rise in women policyholders from 2023, going from 8% to 12% on their books. And what I'm seeing here at Ashford Motors, especially over the last couple of years with the rise of social media and also women having way more financial independence, buying their own houses, having their own money, making their own decisions, they're coming in themselves, they're doing the research and they want these big cars. And not only that, they want to sell these cars. So for example, I bought a Porsche off a lady that owns a multi-million business in Ireland, and she said that she went to the main dealer, they didn't give her the price she hoped, and we were actually able to come in $7,000 more. So, you know, not only are they buying them, they're selling them as well.
Yeah, I'm starting to try to work out in my head, what would the monthly repayments on your insurance policy be for the likes of a Lamborghini or a Ferrari? I dread to think. Geraldine Herbert, motoring journalist, is joining us here on the line as well, Nadia, today. Are you a luxury supercar fanatic, Geraldine?
No, I'm not fanatic, definitely not. I would enjoy them, definitely, but I do, when you consider the insurance and the monthly repayments, I'm always happy to give them back then, you know, because my bank balance just couldn't cope. But what I think is interesting is there's still that perception of very much that it's a male world.
Market.
And I think, and I think one of the reasons why Nadia probably sees quite an increase is women love to buy from women. They love to go into a car dealership and feel like they can ask those questions, they can look at the car and they're going to get, you know, a good deal, they're going to get some good advice. And I think that's the thing. Things are definitely improving in Ireland in dealerships. You know, there's an awful lot of dealer principals now who are female and it is getting better. But as I said, that perception does linger. And it's interesting, in the UK, Citroën did a study about this and it was in May of this year. And like, was 48% of women still believe that car showrooms are designed around males customers, and 44% felt patronised by male staff. So I think the key to selling all cars to women, high-end and otherwise, is more women being visible in the motor industry, more women to the forefront, more women talking about cars. And that definitely is the big thing. And the more women see that, the more comfortable they are and the more they think, you know what, I could do that, I could buy that, I could drive that. And I think that's the big thing, really.
I've always been so intimidated, Nadia, going anywhere near a car showroom. Like, even just to know what questions to ask, you always just feel like a dope.
one of the things why we try and go on TikTok so much and do educational videos, because you will have customers coming in and say, I saw you did that video on this, and they learn so much by just speaking normally and not kind of, you know, going tongue twisters or having to be way too technical. But that again is just the rise of social media and people doing their own independent research, and females feeling more comfortable and to choose what way they want to spend their money, you know, and not feeling like they have to be left out. Obviously, we've seen the rise in Formula One in the last couple of years. It's huge across social media. So all of that is a push towards it, you know. And, you know, when you see someone like Kim Kardashian buying a Bentley, if you know, females like, well, hang on, maybe I can do that too. It doesn't have to be out of reach for me. So it's a underrepresented, you know, kind of area, but one to watch. There's also the world's first and only female supercar club. It's called the Arabian Gazelles. Now, I have asked them, can I join? They haven't come back to me yet. They're based in Dubai, and so it is really interesting to see where it'll all go.
Yeah, it's funny. So there's more, not just more Irish people, Geraldine, but more Irish women looking for, you know, really high end luxury, flashy cars.
Yeah, and I mean, I think what we see is, more than anything, it's hard to get data on the numbers, to be honest, and gender breakdown for any cars. But we definitely know women are buying more cars and they are interested in more cars. What's interesting as well is premium EVs, electric vehicles, like 50% of those bought are by women and 50% male. So it's interesting that and I think the reason why electric cars appeal to women is there's less moving parts. It's less likely that things will go wrong with them. They can charge them at home, so they don't even have to deal with garages or anything. And they tend to hold on to their cars longer than men, so therefore the whole issue of depreciation with EVs doesn't matter to women as much. But I do think it's interesting that EVs have become are leveling the playing field for women. You know, and women are as interested as men in technology and stuff like that, and certainly when I write pieces about EVs, I get a huge amount of interest from women. So the market is definitely changing, but as I said, the way to get more women confident about and looking outside of the traditional cars is just more women visible in the motor industry.
Yeah, can you imagine having a Lamborghini or some sort of high-end Audi R8 sitting out in the front garden outside the house? It would be pretty nice as long as you didn't have to make the repayments on it, though. Geraldine Herbert, Nadia Dan, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the programme. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.